Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So we have two wines from the New World to review, one from South Africa and the other one from New Zealand. So let's start with the South African wine.
We are deep in the heart of the Southern Hemisphere
exactly
here, aren't we?
So.
This is a bargain red that I actually discovered several years ago at a little pizza place in Lewis, Delaware. And I come back to it every year because for $12, it's a deal. So this is a rough and ready red. It's the 2012 Wolf Trap Red from South Africa. It's a blend of Syrah, Mourvedre with a little splash of Viognier.
Mm-hmm. Brightening up.
Yeah, and they're taking that from the Rhone, from Corna, where they do that. As I said, it's rustic, it's rough and ready. It's definitely an in-your-face wine, but there's enough... there's enough guts to it that keeps it from being just pure fruit. And I like that. I mean, for $12, it's good with hamburgers, good with pizza, good with a little pasta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good midweek red.
If you're looking for an alternative to Montepulciano or things like that.
So, mm-hmm. A little bit more heft to
Montepulciano. A little Montepulciano. Bit more heft. Nice.
Yeah. So, what do you have?
Well, I was at Grand Cru the other day at the bar and I ordered a Sauvignon Blanc and they didn't have the one on the list. And they offered me a choice of Spy Valley or Fairhall. And since I had had Spy Valley before, I decided to try the 2012 Fairhall Sauvignon Blanc from Marlborough in New Zealand. $19, crisp, clear, grapefruit on the nose, nice, exactly what you would want from a good New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. This is probably the most identifiable wine in the world in terms of there is no way to think it's anything other than what it is the second you drink it. And these are beautiful wines to return to because they just deliver exactly what they're supposed to deliver.
Very consistent.
Yeah,
very consistent.
I really liked it a lot. 2012 Fairhall Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. Passion fruit, pomelos, grapefruits, and nice acidity and good fruit. So how can you go wrong? For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.